wonderful Radio London.
Big L.
Good evening. 5.5 hours of Perfume Garden tonight. I'm sorry I wasn't here last night. Various confusions reigned and I couldn't be here. Anyway, I travelled back on the train to Ipswich last night, and I promised the people on the train that I'd play a record for them. So this is for Tony and for Georgina Whitney, and I read somewhere in one of the music papers that this is one of my theme songs, so the least I can do is play it, and it's by The Attack. And it's also part of that Nautilus advertisement that people keep asking for.
Standing in shadows, sitting in the park, wonder why we got to keep the love in the dark. I can't stand this kind of loving much more. Every place we turn to is another locked door. We want something uncomplicated, something that is not frustrated. We want something clean and free, but this is the way it's got to be. You can't want that kind of love anymore.
Which is the B-side of their version of Hi-Ho Silver Lining, in case you're still wondering about it. And during the next 5.5 hours, or actually 5 hours and 20 minutes it is now, we're going to play all of the records that have made us happy in the Perfume Garden and all the records that we've enjoyed, which, you know, there are a lot of records, so we need 5 hours and 20 minutes to do it. And well, I hope you can stay until 5.30, because it's a long night, you know, but we've got an awful lot to do, an awful lot of very beautiful things to hear, and an awful lot of beautiful people to get to know a little bit better. Here's Donovan, who actually was the winner, I suppose, if there was a winner, in our thing for who's going to be the next poet laureate. There's Roger McGough second, and John Lennon third, and really there were no winners and no losers. Perhaps we should all collectively be poet laureate, if we have to have such an office anyway. This is Guinevere.
Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silken lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip, and so gently indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight, such is the silence of royal Camelot. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies or the royal domain. Guinevere of the royal courts of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase, sparkles on fingers both slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain.
That's Donovan, and that's called Guinevere, which is perhaps my favourite Donovan thing of all time. Had an awful lot of letters again yesterday, for which the Perfume Garden did, for which many thanks, something like somewhere around 350, which, you know, is just amazing, and people were so kind and generous and thoughtful, and the main question they asked was, what now for the Perfume Garden? Well, obviously, you know, it's difficult to say. This phase of it is obviously over, but really I hope in some ways that it's just the start, because I may sort of fade away and, you know, just disappear, but that's not really particularly important. The important thing is that if anybody, anywhere, has gained anything from it and learned that they should try and understand the people who live next door to them or people who live down the street and love them, then that's good. And if just one person practices that, you know, for the rest of their lives as a result of some of the things that have been said by myself and other people in the Perfumed Garden, then we will have worked a miracle between us. And I think in some ways we have, actually. So who can tell what's going to happen from now on? I have no job to go to, as far as the job goes. I'm not unduly concerned about it, though, actually, because something good is going to happen. Things, good things are happening, and a lot of people are realizing, you know, what is going on. And a lot more people are coming over to our side, so to speak, if there is a side to be taken. Actually, it's a sort of non-side, really, but you understand what I mean. Anyway, there's a lot of people, too, that listen. I derived considerable pleasure from UFO, which was in Tottenham Court Road, and now, of course, is at the Roundhouse. And if UFO had a signature tune, I suppose this would be it. And these are the Purple Gang.
With
the Purple Gang, and that features John Hopkins, Hoppy, and that's another sad thing because Hoppy is still in jail, and let's hope that fairly soon something good happens there, like it happened to the Stones, and he can get out and there won't be any more problems. And anyway, let's not talk of sad things, because really this is a beautiful occasion, because from now on I shall be on shore, you see, and give me an opportunity to meet many of the people that I just know through the mails and through, you know, through the letters and stuff like this that they've been sending, that I've been sending back to them. So really, it's quite a beautiful thing. So between now and 5:30, let's just play good music and be happy, and maybe somebody somewhere will feel the vibrations and become aware as well. Here is a record for the White Rabbit, who's had to put up with an awful lot during the past 4 or 5 months. The Jefferson Airplane. A magic record. It's one of these things that you look at it on the turntable and I keep expecting it to drift away and disappear. It is so beautiful. There's so much to that. You must listen to it. And don't forget the Jefferson Airplane are going to be here sometime during this autumn, I understand. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to be, but wherever it is that they go, you must go and see them, because they're one of the most important groups in the whole world. They've got some very important things to tell you and me as well, too. Here's another fellow who's given me an awful lot of pleasure, both as a person and as a musician over the past months, and this is my favourite track from his LP.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, we didn't get the tapes of John's next LP out here in time, but when it does come out, it's going to be called Campaign. Crusade, there you are. Well, no, neither one or the other. When it does come out, buy it, because there's a lot of very beautiful things on there that I think you will enjoy. I know you will enjoy, as a matter of fact. That was from the LP A Hard Road, which is on Decca, and that was called Dust My Blues. We have about three or four other versions of that, actually, between now and 5:30, so watch out for that, too.
Buy talent for the natural look. Buy talent.
Yes, Vitalis, the only hairdressing with V7, the 100% greaseless grooming discovery.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
If you want your hair to look natural, but kept in place the way you want it all day long, make sure you use Vitalis.
Vitalis, for the natural look, Vitalis.
There you go. A fashionable phrase about a year ago when describing groups, at least in America, they used to say that a group produced a wall of sound. Well, I don't know exactly what a wall of sound is, but here's a group that has for years, or for 2 or 3 years, produced not a wall of sound so much as a sort of grassy, leafy bower of sound. The birds, and this of course is 8 miles high, which has to be perhaps their ultimate achievement, I don't know. Weaving in and out of one another. Marvellous. Those are the birds, and that's 8 miles high. I remember when I was a young lad, millions of years ago, and it was during the war, actually, and I used to go down and play on the marshes on the edge of the River Dee, across from the Welsh hills, you know, sounds like a cue for a song right there, and it used to be very hot sometimes, you know, we'd be playing around, and every once in a while, a little breeze would spring up, apparently from nowhere, and just cool you down, just then drift away again, you know, and it'd just spring up every once in a while, and touch you, and go away. And here's a song that does basically the same thing. It's by Tim Buckley from an Elektra LP, and it's called Song, Slowly Song. And some parts of this are so soft that you'll barely hear them and think that there's something wrong with your radio, but there isn't. Never has been, actually.
With your beautiful hair and your 16 years, you kissed me as I lay still. If I see you never, then I'll sleep forever. All my lonely love to
to a lot of people, in fact many thousands of people, you know, with all the people who've written and become involved with the Perfume Garden. One or two publications actually too, who've been kind and, you know, taken an interest and been aware of what was going on. The International Times, of course, and Oz has been nice. They sent me out some things which are very interesting. And, of course, Peace News, they've been kind, and some of the music papers, and then again some of the other music papers. The New Musical Express had precisely two lines about the closing of Radio London, saying that Andrew Oldham or someone would be distressed because Radio London was closing, which shows what an enormous impact we've made on them. Anyway, here's a group who really had a voice that was for the ages, and then sad things happened and they had to break up and went in several different directions, but in some ways they're going to get back to us. I don't know exactly how, but they will. And I know Glenn Campbell, who was the lead guitarist of The Misunderstood, is going to be involved in something fairly beautiful that's coming up in the not-too-distant future, because I stand advised that Laurel is coming, you see, which is something that you should pay particular attention to, I understand. Anyway, here are The Misunderstood, and the one Pearl that they did produce, and there are others on tape somewhere, but one of these days will, you know, be released somehow, if I have anything to do with it. And this is called I Can Take You to the Sun, and for about 4 minutes, they did. Listen. Glenn Campbell, which of course was the highlight of the group, although they all did marvellous things. has got to come back somehow. It simply can't be ignored. Is hearing searing with fiery intensity as he does, and then turning round and bubbling like mountain pebble streams very gently and very quietly. Amazing guitarist. Now he'll be back, you watch. Here are the Pink Floyd. They've got a lot of things to say, and they're going to have a lot more in the future. This is where I'll be, Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And this is Astronomy Domine, which is very difficult to say. I said it.
Thank you. Thank you. regardless, it's going to be, let's see, mainly cloudy or a little bit dry tonight, with temperatures falling to 10 degrees or 50 degrees, depending which way you like to count them. And today will be cloudy with rain in places, becoming heavier as the day progresses. Temperatures will be a cool 19 degrees centigrade, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, and the winds will freshen outrageous. The outlook for Tuesday, changeable with rain at times and sunny intervals. It's supposed to be a very dodgy day at sea tomorrow, so it's just as well we're coming off, really.